You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
Stick your sorries in the sack.
Yeah, she's been regretting it ever since.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Happy Friday. Rise and shine. Shake a leg. Up and at 'em. Really? Top of the morning to you. Seems like we were just here a couple hours ago.
Yeah. Well, I slept over, so I'm wearing the same thing I had last night. Sorry about that, folks. Yeah.
I couldn't sleep last night. Got home and up till like 2 o'clock in the morning.
I know. It was one of those days yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of things happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to
basically. We'll get to that a little after 7 o'clock.
Yeah, but it's Friday morning. John and Gordy, 92.7 WMDX.
Still.
Good morning again. Good morning to our producer Dominic Lee.
Dom made it
good
in
morning.
This morning.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah,
I also slept here too. So we have sleepover.
Well, it's good that they've installed some bunk beds in the storage room there.
Yeah,
we can all just use the little dormitory room there.
They put all three of our nameplates on there: John, Gordy, and then I'm on the bottom. So.
Yeah,
and the electronic campfire was kind of nice. Nice
touch.
That was
cool. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. It didn't do much for the marshmallows, but,
No. Waited but nothing. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
So here it is Friday. We made it through the week, and looks like a nice day ahead of us. 39 degrees currently. Very mild today. Highs in the low 60s, mm-hmm. and the weekend looks pretty good for Saturday. Sunday, back into the mid-40s, but Saturday's high about 60, and Sunday in mid-40s. What's blinking
That's right,
here?
Linda from Middleton says, just heard you.
Just heard you. Oh, yeah, we were just here a few hours ago. Yeah, filling in for...
And Catherine said she didn't sleep either.
So. Yeah. Oh, there you go.
It's we're all the same.
Well, know what? Let's turn it over to Matt in Middleton, see how he slept last night.
Yeah.
Good morning, Matt.
How's it going, Matt?
Go ahead.
Good morning. I feel as if we're watching an American soap opera that is written, produced, and starring... pure psychopath, and the season finale is going to be early next year with the complete bankruptcy of America, because apparently they can't find money. The treasury is low. Mm-hmm. They're promising $2,000 to families, but no one knows where that money will come from. Yeah. They're already missing billions, millions. It's unaccounted for. It's a complete mess, but it'll be entertaining,
Well, in the Epstein files, we're getting more and more information out. More emails are coming out and more very interesting
information. The emails definitely said that he was a part of the Epstein clan.
No doubt about it.
My God. Yeah. But, you're right, Matt. It's insanity on top of insanity. We've got a few stories a little bit later that exemplify the insanity of everything, and the fact that these people go out every day and lie their asses off. it's comical to a point where you just want to throw your hands up and say, I'm out of here.
I know.
But we're in this country, and we're not going to leave. Not like leaving the room.
Yeah. If you wrote a sitcom Veep, show that was, right?
Yes.
But, it was so comical, you never think that anything like that could actually happen.
Exactly.
But this has gone way beyond anything that we could ever think would happen.
Well, the big tip-off, and we mentioned this way back when, the big tip-off is when they started deconstructing the government.
Yes. And just taking it apart.
He's just taking it apart, throwing things away, firing thousands, tens of thousands of people.
Yeah.
The thing that you normally do if you're a responsible executive is you make your plans. You have a plan in place to replace what you want to replace, and you slowly phase out the parts you don't want anymore.
Right. Yeah.
You don't just throw them away, not have an exact plan yet, but then plan later to replace what you just threw away. I mean, seriously, you don't do that. No one does that. And that was the dead giveaway for me, that we're definitely in trouble, because it all builds, you know. People are going to need these services. People are going to need these responsibilities that the department had in order to control what's going on in certain parts of our economy, right?
Well, yeah, and the federal workers, the civil servants and everything that know how the things actually work,
yeah,
know how the wheels of government are supposed to turn. You just don't show them the door all at once.
you don't do that.
But that's what they did.
Yeah.
Because that was in Project 2025. You know, that was their plan, and that is their plan. And they've kind of gone right down the list there.
But we're going down the tubes.
Yes.
Because of this.
Anyway.
And we like to, you know, I like to think of John and Gordy as trying to put a smiley face, a graffiti smiley face,
yeah,
on the fascism that is moving into this country.
We want to hold your hand through thick and thin.
And in hope that there's a smile on your face.
And a song in your heart.
Yeah.
And
as you're led away to the the guillotine.
Oh, God. Okay.
No, the FEMA camp or, you know, whatever.
Oh, the FEMA camp. Okay.
It's one of those things.
In just a few minutes, we're going to be talking with Pam Yockey, get the latest from her perspective in the Midwest Food and Farm Report. A lot of things she has to talk about this morning.
Yes, yes.
And Savannah Tomei Olson will join us in a little while to give us a news update, and as well as a rocker with the Max Inc. preview.
Yeah.
So that's what's on our agenda today.
We've got a few things.
And then we'll talk about some other things, too.
Really?
Yeah. We'll get to some other interesting aspects of what we do here and what's happening. So,
yeah, I managed to get a few stories.
Did you?
Between,
overnight?
You know, doing Shraba Show and preparing for this particular program.
You know, that was fun last night, talking to Scott Dickers. That was particularly interesting, hearing about The Onion.
I got that clip.
Yeah.
I don't know why I couldn't see it in the folders last night. I wanted to play it because I somehow made the book.
Yeah, you're in his new book, The Onion Story.
I'm part of The Onion Story. Knocked out over that, you know.
You've complained about it for years that whenever they got some publicity, well, they never talk about how the whole thing started, and I let them on the air, and we started The Onion Show.
I know.
That's my John Peterson voice.
Yeah. And
so maybe some of that got back to him.
Maybe.
He thought, maybe I should put this in the book. And then it'll leave me alone. But
I don't know how big a part that was. You know, I only heard part of it because we recorded it while we were in a break.
Yeah, the audible.
Yeah, so I have no idea how much more he said about how fantastic I was. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that.
But he was such a gracious individual. I mean, you know, we've known Scott for so many years, and he has really bent over backwards helping us out with Onion Radio and Onion appearances on our old cable access show.
Right.
We had just so much fun at those times, you know. It's just.
Well, and Abella Audio, too, Baba Bella. That was kind of the gathering place for a lot of the creative activities early on.
Yeah.
And that was such a great studio. And Baba Bella was...
Just let us do this stuff, you know.
It was a terrific time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we should get Bob in the show here.
Well...
Reach out to Baba Bella if you're listening.
I would love that. I would actually like that.
Yeah. We'll have to get him in. Let's see. We're getting some emails and
Mark
texts.
Says, and Epstein was sending emails to Trump's former Treasury Secretary, Larry Summers.
Saying
Trump was a bad man. Wow. Okay.
Larry
Summers. Very blunt. You never know what's going to come out of Larry Summers' mouth. But there it is. Trump had a tremendous amount to do with this. I did a little investigating on this.
Did you?
Because when you hear a talking point from the megas, you know that it's a lie. So you always have to like research it and find out what the real truth is, because they really, sometimes they ignore the truth completely. Sometimes they kind of pull certain things out to make it sound like they know the truth, but
right,
they actually don't.
Right.
And they always blame the Democrats. Well, why didn't Biden release the Epstein files? Why didn't he do it?
Yeah, why didn't he do it? Yeah.
Well, there are actual reasons for that. No kidding.
Really?
No, really, if it was that important, why didn't he release them? Because it was mostly to protect the victims.
Well, right.
Because
the investigations were still going on.
The victims were still in court, and
right,
they didn't want to reveal all of that information and then subject them to the harassment for those supporting Trump.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But now a lot of those victims have come out and, you know, in fact, banded together, and they want to see the files released,
and
too.
And again, we don't know what happened to the victims' list of clients that they wanted read on the House floor.
Right.
And
We haven't heard
much
on
that. I don't know where that went. You know, I could probably do an AI Google search, and it'll come up with something. Maybe they put it off, or maybe it didn't get enough votes. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Dom is looking right now.
Well, and, you know, the thing was with the Democrats, Trump was saying, well, they don't want it to come out because, you know, there's a bunch of stuff on Clinton in there probably. And but the Democratic Party is the party of accountability. We go after our own.
We do.
You know, and
we
make
up.
Them. We don't let them off the hook.
Yeah.
I mean, if they've done wrong, they have to account for it. And, you know, if that's the case, if Bill Clinton is in there, you know, so be it.
And let's not forget that what they were doing while we are talking about it, they're clearing all of the Republican names from the Epstein list. Right?
Right.
And they're leaving the Democrats on it. Now, that seems pretty obvious. Now, it would, you know, I mean, you look at the list and there's only Democrats on it, and there's a lot of, like, dark black lines through the other side of the aisle. That obviously would become very obvious.
Well, and the other part of that is there's a lot of big money donors, supposedly, from both sides on that list. You know, and maybe they've donated to both parties, you know, and so, you know... A lot of people don't want to see those names out
there. This was a billionaire
big
club.
Money, yes.
This was what they depended on.
The privileged billionaires.
And I was just looking, and it looks like there's a whole wiki, a whole dedicated website of just all of the victims and potential victims that were on the Epstein list.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't even know that existed. Just sad.
I've not seen that either.
But is there a reason why it wasn't read on the House floor?
I haven't been able to find that yet, but
okay.
I'll check.
All right, there's just another major. We don't have any time.
Okay.
I have another thing that I'll bring up, and we'll get to that in just a moment.
Okay. Yeah, we're just getting started on a Friday morning, 19 minutes past the hour, and we'll get to more of John and Gordy in the morning. Right here on WMD. I'm still waking up. Sorry.
Yeah.
A little groggy. We're coming right back.
Yep.
Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I am traveling up the east to the land of the under 21 bars. I'm going to Cheeseland, Cheeseland, the Dells in Door County. I'm going to Cheeseland.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
Cheeseland. Yes, here we are on a Friday, 39 degrees, high about 61. It's going to be gorgeous today. Mm-hmm. Today and tomorrow, fantastic. Sunday's going to be a little cooler, back into the mid-40s, but get out and enjoy it.
Higher than 60, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pam Yockey joins us now from the Midwest Food and Farm Report. Good morning, Pam.
Yep, good morning. A little advice. If you have holiday decorations that you expect to enjoy, put them out now.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea. Yeah, this would be a good weekend to do that.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It is the only way I'm going to persuade my husband to do it, so I'm hoping that the weather will be enough.
Do you do a lot of decorating for the holidays, inside and outside?
Well, mostly outside, and it's a part of that early morning mentality. You guys know, when you go in early, having any light, anything that's a little bright, I'll even take like Quick Trip signs as my motivation. It's a bright color, it's a bright light, because otherwise it's so cotton picking, pitch black, dark, and it just depresses the snot out of me. So I make him plug the lights in from about the day after Thanksgiving, and then maybe around Easter, I'll finally yield and let them on. It's just the complete and utter darkness that I use holiday lights to try to offset.
Well, yeah, it brightens your day, and I'm sure your holiday lights are probably green and gold,
right?
To a large extent. Yes. Yeah. To a large extent. Yeah. Yes. That seems to be my universal theme, whether it's down here or up at the house in Green Bay. So.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Hey, you know, we talk about Cheeseland, and I think the milk production number is incredibly high. You said it's back in business. It's come back. Wow, has it come back? Oh. What is this about?
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's kind of one of those deals. Be careful what you wish for. So the government was shut down, and we were walking blindly without any information coming from USDA. Right. And then all of a sudden, plop! They drop it on us. So September milk in the United States, and there's about 14 major dairy producing states. Of course, Wisconsin's in there. They saw about a 4% increase in milk. Now, we knew it was going to be strong. We knew it was going to be robust. In the Midwest, it was 3.5%. What we didn't expect were the cow numbers. Mm-hmm. So for a long time now, farms have been working to have younger herds. Yeah. Maybe they market the older animals because the beef market's been so robust. Well, the trends are starting to change. USDA said we've got over 220,000 more cows milking this year than we did last year in September. 40,000 more milk cows just between August and September. Now, just try to visualize that.
Yeah.
40,000 more milk cows in 1 month's time.
Hmm.
And it's not coming from Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan. We're seeing cows in Kansas, in Georgia, in Idaho, in Texas. And the reason that the cows are there is we have got major, huge, mega dairy plants that have been built there, brand new, and they're calling for that milk production. The other thing that I had an analyst point out, and I hadn't really thought about it, you know, even in Wisconsin, we have kind of been under wraps and our hands tied with any milk production expansion because of dairy capacity since the pandemic. Remember in the pandemic when nobody would go to work, milk processing couldn't happen, milk was getting dumped, and it really upset the apple cart. And that basically made our processors tell our dairy farmers, you are not going to add cows. You are not going to expand. We didn't have a formal quota system in place, but the companies, the cooperatives, were definitely sending the message, we will not accept your overage. Hmm. So that's what we've been living with basically since the pandemic. Now all these big milk processing plants, largely cheese factories, are coming online. And now they're saying, hey, bring us your milk. In fact, the one in Kansas, that's such a big facility that they actually were in collaboration with dairy farms to build brand new dairy farms near the plant to minimize transportation, maybe find a new way to connect the farms directly to the factories with pipes or what have you. I'm not sure if all of that's come to fruition, but that's a big part of why we saw so much milk come on board between August and September. And it's not just us. She also told me that in the European Union, so your big milk producing regions in Europe would be France, Germany, Ireland and the Netherlands, and their milk production is up between 5% and 7%.
Wow.
And they outproduce the United States by a major majority. Like, they are the world milk, one of the world. Yeah, I didn't know that either. That kind of shocked me. I got to do a deeper dive on those numbers. That's what they tell me. You know, they always be skeptic. But anyhow, they got a lot of milk coming to the market. And, you know, the worst part is we're all competing for the same market. Mm-hmm. Now, we'll get our cold storage report. That'll tell us how much has been moving during the shutdown, how much has been moving as far as holiday demand. But boy, those, you just can't, those are not numbers to be dismissed in 1 month. We may see it again with the, you know, next report they give us.
Now, memory serves here. I remember, I think it was during COVID, a lot of these dairy plants went out of business, or they refused taking milk from certain milk producers around the state. Was that part of it at that point? Do you think other states may have seen that happen in Wisconsin, saying, well, let's jump on that bandwagon? If they're pulling out, we want to put our own plants in.
To a certain extent, I think you're right. The pandemic was different in so many different ways. In Wisconsin, we've got what would be called a mature processing situation. Our infrastructure is mature. Where they're plopping down these big cheese plants are places that are in wide open spaces that they think geographically may be able to get milk. Like, look at Kansas. You want to truck it towards California. You want to truck it towards the East Coast. You want to truck it towards the Southeast, which is always deficit milk. They're kind of pivoting in the right direction. So some of it's geography and some of it is the products that we make in Wisconsin. We're so much specialty cheese.
Yeah.
But like I said, we're still learning lessons from what we did in the pandemic.
Well, all right. We have to leave it there, Pam. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again.
Okay, boys. Talk to you Monday.
All right.
Yep, Monday again. All right. Okay. See you later.
Back with Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot!
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
What the f*** is going on around here?
Holy s***!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Yep. They are pretty stupid most of the time, and we feature it here on Idiocracy, as usual.
Mm-hmm. It is 6:35, clear skies this morning. It's a beautiful start here in State Street, downtown Madison. Nice and clear. And highs today around 61, bright, beautiful sunshine today and tomorrow. Tomorrow pretty much a replay of today, and then Sunday it turns cooler, 46 for a high. Want to remind you, we're filling in for Pete Schwabe again tonight.
Yes.
Pete continues to be on vacation. We're going to talk to Tom Manis and Christy Manis. They're a couple that they travel all over Wisconsin.
In fact, they
travel all over the world, but they focus on Wisconsin. They got a couple of great books, and we enjoy having them on. They always come up with some unusual places to visit.
And,
you know, maybe for the holidays, you want to get out and see some different kind of holiday displays things like that.
It's one of the great things
they know about it all
about Wisconsin is that the people here in Wisconsin, they grab on, they latch on to something really weird and strange, and they beat it to death.
That's why we love it.
They put up big signs, big animals, big figurines of some sort everywhere, and they just love that stuff, and it makes Wisconsin what it is.
Yeah. And
we'll be talking about all the oddities and strange places to visit and good places to visit in Wisconsin tonight with Pete Schwabe. It seems like we're working all the time, doesn't it?
Well, it does, you know, and we love branching out.
And
talking about the entire state of Wisconsin.
Yes, we do.
Who else do we have on tonight? I've forgotten because I didn't get much sleep last night.
Oh, really?
I know we have, do we have?
Rocker, right?
Rocker's going to be with us tonight. Yep. That's right. Yeah, with the Max Inc. preview, the bar band Friday night edition.
Right. Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
And then, of course, you know, we'll spend an entire half hour talking to Gordy about his watch list, all the shows he's watching now on his big giant TV.
If a 70-inch TV, again, it's like a UFO has landed in my living room. it's incredible. I'm enjoying it, but... I need to turn down the brightness, I think.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Yeah. I need to adjust it a little bit.
You can adjust it.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I just hate to fool around with it too much because, you know, I'll mess it up, and well, then I can't find, you know.
You know,
it looks fine.
Here's the thing.
I'm not complaining.
I could probably bring Cole over, my older son.
Yeah.
He could probably help adjust it. See, the thing, people think, oh, well, you're babying these kids. I am, in a way, but I bought them LG OLED TVs, okay? And a lot of people say, well, wow, nice going.
Well,
But the thing with an OLED TV, it is solid. You can see it at any angle, and it is self-correcting. I mean, you don't have to make adjustments to it if you don't want. Mm. They let you make a theater mode or a game mode, yes. But it really is. It's there. It's perfect right out of the box. And my son, they look at the backlighting on LEDs. And they look at the backlighting on it and say, oh, look, there's patchiness in that gray scene that really? You know, I just can't. It's really disturbing to me.
What?
You know, if there's a cloudy sky and you can see the patchwork of LEDs behind it, it's, you know, there's backlighting in order to create a brighter picture.
Okay.
And they always tone it down, but when they try to tone it down, it becomes patchier over there and there. And I thought, you know, I'm done with this.
So you got the OLED.
We got the OLEDs. I'm not taking complaints from them. I'm not going to let them settle for less, and that is it. That's why we went to TDS, because they have a fiber optic. I would never go back to coax ever in my entire life, and I keep telling that.
I'm sorry, you're talking still?
Just ask John here. I apologize for going into that. This is Idiocracy.
Deep weeds.
But
deep in the weeds here.
But just ask John. No idea what you're talking about. This advice, just go to fiber optic. Do not go to coax. You know, if you like your download speeds, you can upload speed the same speed. It is just incredible. And by the way, it doesn't drop out. Yeah. You don't have dead spots. It doesn't go away. It's always there. TDS is just fantastic. I know that they have lousy ratings. I don't know why. Seriously, I've not had a problem with
Dom,
TDS
can you
at all.
Translate anything that John
I have
was
no
just
clue
talking.
What he's saying.
Me either.
But well, I do. I also have a TV that's curved as well. So
you
I
have
can
a curved?
See,
oh, you
I have
do.
A curved TV. Yes,
like
that I just got. I love it. I can see. I can sit on the couch and see anything.
It's a television, not a monitor.
It's not a monitor. It's a television that allows.
Oh yeah.
It curls. Yeah.
But isn't that like an old model TV?
It
they
is an older
they
model.
They don't make curved TVs anymore.
I got it off the side of the road.
Well, it's like surround, right?
You know,
you get close enough to it. See, and here's the thing with the OLED. You can get
there's
as
more?
Close to that TV. Yes, there's more. You can get as close to that TV as possible, and you will not see any little.
It's nice. Yeah,
it's just perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, if you say so.
Well, I'll have a lot of tech talk.
I
know. See, you get confused.
I do. Yeah, very
You're
easily.
Bumping into walls. The best thing to do is bring Cole over. He'll adjust your television set. So it's more to your liking.
Actually, I think it's just fine.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You just said it was like having a.
It's very,
looking at a bright
it's
light
very
bulb.
Very bright, but it you know helps me go to sleep. So. What can I say?
Wow. All right.
Let's get to Idiocracy, because that's what we're doing here, right?
Okay.
We're taking some messages here, some text. You can call us or text us. The phone lines are open, 608-879-8255, or just download the Civic Media app. It's free to download and free to use. Send us a text message. Or, you know, we haven't gotten a voice note in a while. Is that thing still operating as far as we know?
Still operating, okay. Yeah. Right. We haven't got one in a while.
Just get on the Civic Media app.
Sure, you can handle it, you guys. I know it's pretty technical.
John, maybe you could explain the voice note technology
to us.
No, I think
I'll just leave that one alone. All right, let's get to healthcare. We always talk about healthcare here because I'm a big advocate for universal healthcare. or universal health insurance. Here's a little note. I find these tidbits every once in a while. I find them very interesting. This person wrote, giving birth in the U.S., approximately $18,000. Average cost of cancer treatment in the U.S., $150,000. 1 month ICU stay in the U.S., between $30,000 and $150,000. That's not even including copays, deductibles, interest, and all the other hoops you have to jump through for care. Not only that, you have to look at your bill, see if you were overbilled or double billed, stuff like that. So you go to Canada, the cost is zero. You go to the UK, cost is zero. And you go to Australia, cost is zero. There you go.
That's pretty cool.
And
Why can't we do this?
This is insane. Well, because Trump made it more expensive. I mentioned this the other day. The Trump authority passed specific rules that are contributing to higher health insurance premiums in 2026, averaging 18%. So he increased the price of health insurance by 18% all by himself. Thank you very much, Trump. And now he's complaining that, gee, you know, the ACA is a failed product because the Democrats created this thing where costs just went out of control. Well, he contributed to that, believe it or not.
Yeah.
One rule starting in 2026 increases the limits of out-of-pocket costs for many private health plans, including those offered by employers. Now, a lot of people get their health insurance through employers. Trump lifted the ACA's federal rate review threshold, raising the premiums up to 15% annually. Used to be 10. So he added 5%. He added it to the expiration of the Affordable Care Act. So a lot of bad things, you know, when it comes to him actually contributing to the cost of health care. All right?
It just goes on and on, doesn't it? As far as health care goes.
It really does.
It just keeps going up, up, up.
Now, we don't like to publicize the Republican candidates for governor. But every once in a while, they come up with one of those crazy ideas that you just have to mention. Republican candidate Wisconsin Governor Josh Shulman is proposing moving all elections to November.
Okay. That's his.
I want to know where the primaries are going to end up. If you move them all to November, do we know who the candidates are going to be for the November elections?
You got to have primaries.
Well, yeah, that would be at another time of the year. You know, these people, please. He wants to eliminate all those ballot drop boxes. Oh, they're evil.
Okay, here we go again.
See, you drop a ballot into those drop boxes, somebody picks up the ballots, and they take them right into City Hall.
Right.
That's it.
That's how it works.
You drop a ballot into a mailbox, it goes to Milwaukee first. It may go down south. It may go west or east. Who knows where it's going to end up? I've had that happen, actually.
Really?
Yeah, where things just go out to the East Coast. Well, you know, I'm waiting for a package, right? And it's on its way to my house, and all of a sudden it ends up in Kansas. And I'm like, how did it go to Kansas? You know, and it's just the way things are. That's why they have the post date on these ballots where you can count the ballots 5 days after the election closes, because sometimes these letters take a while to get there. But let's get rid of the ballot boxes. Immediate. I don't know what's wrong with these people. And then he wants to do away with, get this, he wants to get rid of the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission. So there's no watchdog for our elections, right?
Yeah.
And so because there's no watchdog for the elections, he wants voters to pick who oversees the election. How is that done?
That doesn't make any sense at all.
What, do they have like a ballot box at a Quick Trip? You know, my neighbor would be really good at this. Can anyone make sense out of any of this?
No.
Okay, remember the name Josh Shulman. Do not vote for that guy. He's a disaster just waiting to happen. Oh, my God. Oh.
Some crazy proposals.
It is crazy. Okay, now Caroline Leavitt. You know, she's something else, right? Yeah, I do have time for this. She says the Democrats may have permanently damaged the federal statistical system. Come on. This was during the shutdown. Let's listen to Cut 83. 83. This is Caroline Leavitt.
Oh, boy.
Economists, investors, and policymakers at the Federal Reserve to receive critical government data. The Democrats may have permanently damaged the federal statistical system with October CPI and jobs reports likely never being released. And all of that economic data released will be permanently impaired, leaving our policymakers at the Fed flying blind at a...
Oh, really? Is that right? I don't think so. I don't think so. You can put it all back in place. How could... We permanently wrecked it? Come on, folks. They don't want to report it. That's the deal. they don't want to talk about inflation, so that's permanently destroyed. They'll never report about inflation again.
Okay,
make it up.
Yeah. It is coming up on 6:49, John and Gordy, for Friday morning. We'll continue in just mere moments. Keep it right here, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Phone calls, we want your phone calls. Gotta have your phone calls today. Here's the number to call. 608-879-8255.
What's that number again?
That's 608.
Sing along to that, boy.
Sound.
Yeah.
Beautiful weather today. Mm-hmm. Highs around 61. Right now it's 39 degrees. Downtown Madison looking bright and beautiful. Clear skies.
Mark texted us. He wrote, why not limit the healthcare CEOs and other top management with their salaries? I mean, they are really making money hand over fist. That's one of the big problems that we have in healthcare. Disproportionate amount of pay for some of the individuals at these insurance companies. He also said when living up north as a kid, our mail got postmarked at the South Range, Wisconsin post office. Now, if you, you'd see some postmarked Eau Claire and maybe even Minneapolis. I remember when they were clearing out all these warehouses, postal warehouses all over to slim down because the Republicans required the post office to pay the pensions 50 years ahead of time. Wow. I mean, that, well, obviously it was meant to destroy the post office. That was their intent. But it did take out some of those warehouses and some of those distribution centers, they called them. Yeah. And I think it took out the Milwaukee post office.
Really?
Milwaukee Street Post Office.
Oh, yes. Here in Madison. Yeah.
And that's where mail kind of circulated through that. Right. It didn't have to go to Milwaukee.
Yeah, it was a. There still is a big building there, a distribution center. And
But that's it. It doesn't just go there now. It goes, to, Milwaukee and then it comes back. So,
doesn't make any sense.
Makes sense, right?
let's go to the phones. Yeah. Charles is on the line from Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Charles.
Hey, happy Friday, guys. These people, it would do these people some good to maybe look at some video before they get up in front of a podium and lie. This idea of not reporting job numbers was floated before by Trump. That's why he fired the lady that gave the
job numbers.
And you got, they just get in front of the TV and just lie.
Yeah.
This isn't none of the Democrats. The numbers are horrible. So no, we're not gonna. We're gonna come up with some big lie and say that the Democrats probably destroyed this for forever.
That's right. They permanently damaged it with the shutdown. How stupid does that sound? It does.
The numbers are just really that bad. And the sad part is, the conservative people are gonna believe it.
Yep. They're gonna go along with it. Yeah.
And by some odd chance that you guys happen to hear Stephanie Miller and Sean Hannity.
Oh, yes.
I did not hear
this
that.
This was a great thing. Go ahead and tell us about it, Charles.
You have to find it.
Yeah.
Jasmine Crockett was at an event before the November 4th election, and Stephanie Miller pretended like she got down and kissed her feet. Oh, the right wing manosphere of manly men were all up in arms and crying and calling her the R word and the N word and it was crazy. So Sean Hannity actually knew it was a joke. So he had her on, and Sean Hannity had asked her something about when did she know that Joe Biden was declining? And all of a sudden, she turned it on him and just started talking about Donald Trump falling asleep and Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. And it was perfect.
It was perfect.
Can we get that recording?
Well, we'll try and find that. But yes, it's
got to hear it. It
yeah,
is awesome.
Sean Hannity and Stephanie Miller. And Stephanie Miller just really was great. Yeah. And I'm
and
sure she's.
The great part.
Yeah.
The
Go
great
ahead.
Part was that the audience, his Fox News audience, got to hear her talk about Donald Trump.
Yes, finally,
and
right?
Asleep. Yes,
right.
Yes.
Yeah,
so,
she got all
so
of that in.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you got to hear it because it was amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, thank you, Charles.
Yeah.
Yes. Great to bring that to our attention. Yeah, that's really quite a clip. We got to get
that clip. Definitely. I'm sorry I missed that one. Yeah. I feel like I let everybody down at this point. I'm going home.
Don't go home.
Let's go to Mark. Mark, what do you got for us this morning?
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I have to check out with Caroline Leavitt to see which makeup she uses to cover up the spot where she has that cross dangling there in front of her, and it starts burning her into her flesh because she's lying so much. Because how much pancake makeup she has to put over that spot where she's got that little cross there, because that just annoys me when somebody's out there lying like that and then they display the cross like that. I mean, it is just... Mm-hmm. Or any religious symbol, for that matter, you know, that one of the things that even pagan religions didn't like the people lying.
Yeah.
It is just beyond me that they get away with this stuff, and she thinks she's getting away with it. And I guess she maybe is talking to an audience of one plus, because you know, MAGA is just of one mind now. It's just the corporate mindset of Donald Trump, and they'll take whatever BS he spins out, and she spins out the BS, and they go amen, 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 and they'll never follow up and look up to see what the actual numbers actually are, because I was an accountant, for goodness sakes, and I know numbers mean something.
They do, yeah. And to say that the Democrats permanently destroyed that whole system, all I have to do is just get the person back who did all that work and or the number of people back, the department, and just start over again. I don't even know why they actually put that department on hold, because it's so important to our economy. You know, they should have been there all along. This administration doesn't know who to lay off and who to keep on, who to pay and who not to pay. Who not to downsize and who to downsize? It's just it's total ma'am. I don't know. It boggles the mind.
It does. Absolutely.
Oh, you found that clip, didn't
you?
Yeah,
we're working on it right now.
All right.
But it'll give us a minute or two, and we'll get to it. Coming up also in our 7 o'clock hour here, we're going to talk to Savannah Tomei Olson, get a news update from her. And, of course, Rocker will be in because it's Friday morning. We need a, Max Inc. preview.
Are you trying to delay? We're going to also make a big announcement here on the show.
Big announcement.
So,
yeah.
Are you plugging that into the schedule?
Yes, I am right now.
All right.
Yes, that is, it is a big announcement, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, we'll get to that right after we check in with news and weather and sports.
We got to go.
Oh, too late.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.